This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't think we're being thankful enough. No, I'm not talking about you, my audience. I'm talking about us, my team. I don't think we're being thankful enough. I'm thankful for you guys. No, really, I am. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm thankful for you guys. I know I'm laughing as I say it. And the reason why I'm laughing as I say it, because I know you don't believe me. And I knew you wouldn't believe me when I said it. And that's what got me to laughing. But seriously, I could not do this without you. Well, actually I could, but that's beside the point. How about this? Let's do it this way. I wouldn't want to do it without you. You really keep me company, and you do a pretty good job at times. And I know we're not doing the show we always want to do, but I'm still thankful. I'm thankful for my producers. I'm thankful for you, the people that listen to this program and spread it. I'm being honest. I truly am. Here's the thing. We talk about this as we move closer to Christmas and all this, but we should be thanking each other more. I'm going to make it a point for the rest of this year. That's not fair. I'm going to make it a point. All next year, I will thank you guys. By the way, I think we did a pretty good job. I believe we answered, 99% of every message we got. And the reason why I'm going to say 99% is because when you're in the social media, you don't always get the messages. I know people think, Kevin, I sent you a tweet, a direct message. I sent you a message on Facebook. I swear to you. I responded to a message one time. It was 2 years. It didn't show up for 2 years. And I apologized. I was like, holy, it was like a whole treasure trove of messages that I didn't even know where they were. And I just started responding to people. And nobody got mad. They were, oh, man, I know you're busy. No, I'm not. I'm not that busy to not respond to somebody in 2 years. So anyway, I responded to all of them. Got some friends out of that. I like that. So thank you, guys. We have so much to be thankful for. Let's forget Thanksgiving. I'm talking about we have a reason to be thanking the good Lord. We are well past Thanksgiving. And I'm saying we have more to be joyous about. Oh, Kevin, we lost. You're not going to rate on my parade. You couldn't tell me anything negative. Oh, Kevin, you're going to be married what's her name? Maxine Waters. So, see, you can't get to me. Bring in my beloved. You almost got to me there. You almost got to me. Almost got to myself. Oh, man, we have so much to be thankful for. I'm thinking, look at what's happening in France. Macron is in turmoil. Paris is in turmoil. We tried to warn him. It's in turmoil. Robert Mueller do you think he's going to have a good Christmas? Do you think he's going to have a great holiday season? Do you believe he's looking forward to the year 2019? Be honest. Be honest. I don't think so. What about the Clintons? You think they're all excited? I don't think so. Anybody think Macron? French President Emmanuel Macron? You think he's excited about 2019? What about Angela Merkel? What about Trudeau? What about Britain? Is there anybody? I'm just asking you, where do you think the excitement is? You think the excitement is with all these leftists that have watched the world around them get destroyed at their doing, and then Donald Trump comes along, and by the way, my happiness isn't based on Trump. I'm just using him as an example. He comes along. He brings sanity back. Sanity. That's all it is. This is no mystical, magical, anything special. All Donald Trump did was issue back sanity into the world. He said, you should protect your borders. You should feel good about who you are. I was thinking about, what was it, a race or something? Maybe it was a dream, because, you know, sometimes reality gets mixed up with that stuff. But it was something like, I couldn't imagine parents not cheering for their own kids and things like this, but it was bigger than that. Maybe it was a daydream, because I remember I was driving when this thought hit me. And I was just thinking, who doesn't root for their own team? For example, when my son was in a school one time, they were having like a drive, and they were going to sell some big old, like a pastry. And every school in the neighborhood was selling the same pastry. And these little kids would come, every kid, hey, will you sign up to buy? And I was like, okay, I'll sign up and buy one. And then when it was time for my son, I said, okay, you're going to go get two from everybody. You know, you got to outdo them. You know, our school, we had school spirit, but ours was late. We were like 2 days late. No, it ain't because it was a black school. But we were 2 days late in getting all the stuff out. So all these kids had already hit up all the houses. And I said, don't worry about it. I said, you have to, when you go by, you say, yeah, well, my dad bought your from your daughter or your son. Because you know all the kids and they were like, go get them. Go get them, champ. Go be somebody. Came back, he sold a bunch of those things. So all I'm saying is we all have our pride. But I want to go back to being thankful because I'm getting off track. Thank you for the heads up. Producers will be like, hey, you're getting off track. That we got a sign for Kevin, you're getting off track. They use it all the time. I usually ignore it, like right now. Anyway, there's so much to be thankful for. And I'm not joking about this in any flippant way. I don't mean it just because of political stuff. I mean it because of the things in your life that are going right. And it's not a Thanksgiving, let's be happy that things are going right. It is a be thankful for your life. Be thankful that, I'll even tell you, that social media exists and you can find friends. I had a dinner, I don't know, it's been about 3 weeks ago, with a guy I'd never met. But I want to explain just how good this guy is. He says, hey, Kevin, I want to send you a book. I said, I'll be honest, man, I'm not going to have time to read it. He says, that's okay. He says, by the way, I live in Florida. If you're ever down in Fort Lauderdale, look me up. I have a house. It's on the market for $7 million. He goes, you can stay there if you need to. He says, here it is. Google it. So I Googled it. I had my friends go rob it. No, I'm kidding. But I was like, hey, are you serious? He goes, yeah, man. Excuse me. He goes, yeah, if you get down here, you should definitely come do it. But anyway, long story short, he had a piece of property where I lived, and he came up, said, are you available for dinner? Yeah, man, I'd love to come out, hang out with you. And I did. And I'm just saying, I'm thankful that we have that type of interaction now. We can do these types of things. So anyway, we got a lot to be thankful for. Trump and Macron, speaking of Paris, and is he going to be thankful? We got that to talk about. And then I want to talk about the next hour, because I'm going to cover a lot of Trump and Macron this hour, because there's a lot to be talked about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talked about that radical left. And there's another radical group that I left out, and it's the feminist, the Me Too people, the National Organization of Women, those types. And they're waging war with America, and they're doing it by way of men. And what's funny is they've got fathers and brothers that they like, mostly eunuchs, people that have succumbed to that way of thinking, or a father who was a little bit too strict. So some feminist is like, my daddy was too strict, so I'm going to be a lesbian and I'm going to make him pay. Okay, whatever. But they exist and they're at war with us. They don't like us. And they want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to be able to have the Christine Blasey Ford who can come out and lie about a person like Brett Kavanaugh, just Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The reason why I always call him now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is because I want the left to understand you lost. Christine Blasey Ford, you got your $650,000 or whatever, but you lost. Because despite what people may think about Brett Kavanaugh, there are far more people who know who you are. So that's the good news. But the Me Too movement almost got a skin on the wall. And prior to Kavanaugh, it got many. It got Cosby. It got all kinds of executives. It ate its own, even the media types. And it moved women into these other positions of power or whatever. Fine, good for them. If those women do miraculously at CBS and NBC and all these other places, good for them. I'll tell you this. I saw Hoda, I don't know her name, but she's on, I think, NBC, and Kathy Lee and all these, and I don't know their politics, but I'll be honest with you, I'm not always that interested in just watching these women like The View. I get it. There are a lot of women out there, but hey, women, there are sometimes you can have interesting men on and you can have topics that men would be involved in. They don't seem to care. Anyway, they're another group, radical group that I say. They want their cake and they want to eat it too. They want to talk about how powerful they are, that, you know, women can do anything. And then in the next breath, they're complaining about what women can't do or aren't being allowed to do, whatever else. Let me tell you something. I'm black. I got many things going against me, as the left would like to tell me. And I wake up every morning going, what do I want to accomplish today? And you know what I do? I accomplish it. I don't care how many white people are in the way, how many hurdles that get put into my face. Whatever it is, if it's a goal of mine, I will get it accomplished. And if I were to look at the end of the day and go, you know, there was a white guy that tried to stop me from fundraising or doing this or that. I missed it. Because I'm not focusing on that. Anyway, we are at war with these people. But I saw a story that doesn't look too good for the Me Too movement. And to the ladies now, I say, no means no for you too. And to the guys, I'm going to warn you, this story is a cautionary tale of be careful what you wish for. Rebecca Lynn Phelps, 31, was arrested for domestic battery following a confrontation in the Tampa home she shares with the victim and the couple's child. Phelps' arrest was a second time in 14 months. She was busted for allegedly battering a man who did not want to have sexual relations with her. Yeah. Investigators allege that the victim was sleeping late Thursday night when Phelps entered their bedroom seeking to have sex. After Phelps groped her partner's private parts, what? Holy mother of Bill Clinton. The victim said no and went back to sleep. Phelps subsequently returned to the bedroom, started tapping the man's leg. The victim pretended to be asleep to ignore the defendant, who was intoxicated. Phelps then allegedly scratched the victim on his left eye, causing it to swell and turn black and blue. Phelps told cops she didn't touch the victim, but she was arrested on misdemeanor domestic battery charge, released the following morning after posting a $100 bond. There you go. Phelps is ordered to have no contact with the victim. Now, see, this is the type of thing that a man, I just want you to, let's just flip it for just a second, okay? Let's just play a game here. And let's say it was a man who went in and he says, hey, I want to have sex with you. And grabs the woman by her private parts. Well, we all know now that that's rape. Okay? I'm just saying, Christine Blasey Ford. So he grabs her by the private parts. She says no. Goes back to sleep. Later on, he comes back in and he taps her on the leg. She pretends to be asleep. And he gets mad, scratches her left eye till it swells and makes it black and blue. But then says, I never touched her. But she's got a black and blue eye and it's swelled up. He goes to jail. They arrest him. And he's released on a $100 bond. See, let me explain. It doesn't work like that in the real world for men, ladies. That guy would have a major bond. He would not be able to go back to his house. There would be news coverage out the wazoo of domestic violence. There'd be women in the town protesting, and they would end up doing some kind of symposiums on it. And he would be one of these big statistics and whatever else. But if a woman does what I'm saying that this man couldn't get away with, she gets a $100 bond and she's free again. Now, there's more to the story. In September of 2017, this woman, Phelps, was arrested after allegedly getting mad at a man because he did not want to have sexual relations with her. Phelps screamed at the victim and smacked him so hard on the right side of his face, it left, they said, a red spot on his face. She also scratched the man's arm, causing it to bleed. Prosecutors declined to pursue the case against Phelps. Now, they don't know whether it was the same guy, which I'm going to speculate that it was, because they have a baby who's, you know, 14 months old, or so, I don't know. They had a young child together, so you have to presume it was probably the same guy. Now, I want you to go back again and say this man has gone in, you know, to the room, did this thing what he did, got released on a $100 bond, but he had a previous time that he'd done it, and the state didn't prosecute. If this man had done that in 2017, the state would have prosecuted. Because that's what they do when it's men. With women, she got away with it. Then she did it again. So she's a recidivist criminal who apparently is a sexaholic. Now, guys, why did I tell you it's a cautionary tale for you too? Because if you want that woman that always wants it, it seems like a guy's dream, but it's not necessarily. Because this particular woman seems like when she wants it, and you better be ready to get it. And that, to me, is, I don't want to get into pathologies here, but if that were a guy, he would indeed be a guy you'd have to be concerned about. He wants what he wants when he wants it. And woman, you're going to give it to me no matter what. And that's essentially what this woman is saying. And the double standard by which this guy is being treated is what I'm trying to highlight here. It's a man's world, right? That's what we're told. It's a man's world. Well, I don't feel that way. I feel like in this case, it's a woman's world. She can do what she wants to this man with immunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
An 8-year-old Guatemalan boy who jumped the border with his father and was caught by the Border Patrol died while in federal custody early on Tuesday. Border Patrol agents say they spotted signs of a potential illness when they took the boy and his father into custody. They took the boy to the hospital where he was diagnosed with the common cold. The boy was given medication but unfortunately died 90 minutes later. It can be easy sometimes to be caught up in the commercialization of Christmas, but Father Jonathan Morris is a Fox News religion contributor. He encourages you to look to the real meaning of Christmas.
What we're celebrating is something very simple, a historical fact that a child was born in a town of Bethlehem. Some of us believe that that child is divine, that he is our Lord and our Savior, and that God became man.
And on this Christmas Day, President Trump did call servicemen and women who are fighting for our country overseas and thank them for their service. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let us stop pretending that white women and white men are going to save us from ourselves. They're not going to. They're always going to vote with their whiteness.
Don't you be messing around here voting white. What? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Can white people save America? According to MSNBC, no. And that little snippet, because I'm going to play the entire clip, not the entire clip, but I'm going to play a bigger piece of it. That little snippet comes from a girl who calls herself at D-D-E-E-2-T-W-O-Cents, at D-2-Cents, meaning D is giving her 2 cents of why white folks need to be, you know, not looked at as a special interest group and singled out and stuff, and black folks have done more and this, that, and the other. And what's funny is I'm going to show you that D2Cents doesn't even realize how stupid she sounds. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. This may be the greatest show on radio, or it may not. I had you there because there were people out there going, listen to that guy be all egomaniac about his show. Look at that. Black dude talking about, this could be the greatest show. You are ready to jump me. And then I said, oh, but then it might not be. Mm-hmm. But then it could be. I'm being serious. Or am I? No, maybe I'm not. Or it could be. The reason why I tell you that is because it very well could be. You could learn something today that you could keep in your arsenal. That's what we pride ourselves on. When we put this show together, I'm not lying to you. I'm being completely honest. I'm not being facetious. When we put this show together, I always ask my team, are we doing something that people are going to take away and go, you know what? This is legit. You know, you're going to have something. When somebody argues with you, you're going to have some points to argue back. You're going to go, hey, disregard. I do not believe you, sir. That's what we're looking for. Every time I'm on this radio show, that's what I strive for. Do we accomplish that every day? Of course we do. Don't be silly. I don't know, to be honest with you. That's up to you. But you can contact us at kjradio.com and say, you know what, Kevin? That was profound, what you said. kjradio.com. Then you can spread that out to your friends and family and other people. Think of it as a, you know, like a plan. And the planned expansion, the takeover of Kevin Jackson Radio. And you could do that and help us out. Or you could call the show at 844-551-8255 and say, Kevin, I want to just tell you something. What you said the other day, it touched me. It impacted me in ways that I cannot explain to you. And I'm trying to tell other people, but I don't know how. And I'm going to tell you again. Go to kjradio.com, download the show, send it to somebody. or send them the link so they can download it. Because, see, those downloads are important for us. Anyway, I'm talking about D2Cents arguing with Chris What's-His-Face over at MSNBC. And the question was asked, can white people save America? And MSNBC, D2Cents says, no, they cannot. And so I said, she made the comment, white people, you know, they vote their color. And I said, what else do white people vote with? Stay tuned, because I got some answers to that query. But I was just curious. But while we're on the subject of voting with one's color, don't black people mostly vote with their blackness? I mean, have you heard the term, man, this is Barack Obama, we got to vote our color. I've never in my life heard that in practically anything. I've heard, let's vote for our team. Like, for example, if you're trying to get somebody into the baseball Gold Glove Awards, I've had people say to me, send me an email, Kevin, we got to make sure Yadier is the Gold Glove catcher this year. He was awesome. And they send me his stats and all that. And I don't respond back, well, he ain't black. I don't respond back. The team, the Cardinals, I'm talking about the St. Louis Cardinals. The owner of the team ain't black. What is Yadier anyway? What is he, like Venezuelan or Mexican? I don't know what he is, but he ain't black. How could I vote for him if he ain't black? But you know why I vote for him? Because he's a Cardinal. That's my team, Ozzie and my boys, right? The Cardinals have helped us with our charities more than any single group, not single person, because I've had some people donate amazing amounts of money to help us. And it's really, I'm blessed beyond belief. And we do need more. Not going to lie to you. We have a lot of projects. But anyway, so I'm not voting for Yadier, not going to vote for him because he's not. I'm voting for him because he's a Cardinal. But black folks, well, they say, well, I'd vote for Yadier, but they got that black catcher that never catches and he misses the ball and all that. But we got to vote for the brother. Michael Brown, they'd probably send Michael Brown Jr. to the Gold Gloves posthumously. Let's send Michael Brown Jr. Yeah, it's a show of solidarity. Is there any group that votes by color more than black folks? Just tell me who. Democrats have trained black people to vote by color. Monolithic or else. Monolithic or die. The group of people more likely to kill me, Kevin Jackson, fellow black person, but the white people, the white leftists go, well, you need to support your people, Kevin Jackson. Yeah, said nobody that ever lived in Compton or in the, you know, 8 Mile or anywhere else these clowns are. Yeah, I'm not, let me just put it this way. I'll be very succinct. I'm not living near black folks. I do my best not to hang out with most of them that I know. There are a few that are sane, and I'm happy to hang out with them, but I treat them like everybody else. If you are a ne'er-do-well, a criminal of any way, if you do not match the character that I want to live by, I don't want to live by you, with you, be with you, whatever. And I don't care what color you are. That makes me racist, bigoted, whatever it makes me, I don't really care. Dude, people are going to be listening to these shows in archive down the road going, that Kevin Jackson was such a racist and a bigot. Yeah, he is. I certainly am. I cannot stand the stupid. I cannot stand the racist, the ethnocentric racist of blacks. I can't stand stupid racist whites. Mostly, I'm not talking about the ones that the left criticize. I have more respect for a member of the Aryan Nation than I do for a leftist white Democrat. That's the honest to God truth. I'm telling you, I respect that clown more than I respect the Democrat, because the Democrat is a racist. He knows it, and he covers it up with all of his racism and doesn't even want to realize that he's racist. An Aryan Nation guy just says, I can't stand colored folks, and that's that. Okay, cool. Go live your life in, you know, in whatever backwoods, back, you know, thinking place you are. And for the record, most of them are not in the, you know, in the boonies out here in the woods, as people would have you imagine. Not at all. Anyway, black folks, if you're black, let the average black know that you didn't support Barack Obama and watch the reaction you get. Yeah. But how do white people vote? I'm going to tell you. Last time I checked, most of you white people, now I don't want to speak for all of you, and I'm not white, but I'm going to tell you what I know about you. Most of you vote with your pocketbooks. At least the smart ones do. You conservatives, you ones listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, most of you, you vote with your pocketbooks. I've watched you. Oh, yeah, I'm a bit of a voyeur when it comes to watching white people do things. Have been for a long time. Yeah, I marvel at you guys when you go get on your yachts and your private planes and you go to run your own businesses and work from home and you vacation and you spend time with family and friends and you do things that the average black person's going, what the heck is that? What are they doing? Or completely oblivious to. No, I'm watching you white folks practically like a stalker. Oh yeah, I'm stalking you. I'm just, it's true. I'd be lying if I said I didn't. And lucky for me, I am. I went on I stalked a bunch of white people on a hunt, a pheasant hunt with a buddy of mine, Foster Freeze, billionaire guy. He says, Kevin, you want to come stalk white people with me up in South Dakota and go on this luxurious farm, this ranch where they have pheasant and hang out and commiserate with a bunch of, you know, God-fearing, pro-American, pro-capitalist, pro-military, bunch of white folks and see how the other live. And I was like, you know what, thanks Foster for allowing me to be part of that. Yeah, he also did, I did it on a fishing trip with him, fishing for salmon in near Alaska, 40 miles off the coast of Alaska. I could see Alaska from Sarah Palin's backyard. But I went up there and I stalked white people. I looked at their how they behaved. I watched how they ate, how they drank, how they played, how they fellowshipped, how they prayed before meals. It was amazing to watch. You people are interesting. More interesting than you know. I didn't come out with anything racist that I saw, but I'm still looking. By the way, if any of you have yachts or private planes and you want me to stalk other white people, please let me know at kjradio.com. Kevin Jackson is who you want on. I'm up for that mission. Here's what I've noticed about white folks. Politicians don't pander to whites as a whole for an election. See, if a politician pandered to whites, said, you know, we've got to go get the white vote, the overall white vote. What can we do to appeal to the white man? And they go, well, hey, you could do things to, you know, reduce their taxes and do all these different things. And you could make, you know, whatever. I don't know what you would let them play golf more. You know, whatever white folks do, it would be considered racist.
We need to make a policy to let them play more golf. Let them hang out more at the country club, and I don't know, let them travel and have a few more vacations. People, that's pandering to white people, but you can pander to blacks all day long. Yeah.
But if politicians do pander to whites, they do it in small groups, like they go working class males and so on. But no politician dare make an appeal to all of white America, lest he or she be called a nationalist. Let's continue this discussion in just a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
But what's interesting is watching a lot of members of Congress enter this House who do not have that generational memory of being blindsided by, like, Reagan backlash or post 9/11 backlash, and they seem to conduct themselves a lot with. They seem to conduct themselves as if they really do believe the majority are behind them.
And they actually are reflective and look like right. The makeup of America that is now, and the America that white Americans or conservative Americans are afraid of that is coming down the pike. Oh. Here's the thing: what Democrats need to stop doing doing is stop pandering to the white working class as if they're the only ones that are part of the working class. This is the problem. When we get into identity politics, and we were told after the 2016 election, stop, you know, talking about identity politics. That's what lost us the election. No. What lost us the election is constantly pandering to a class that isn't on your side, that isn't the future of this country, that isn't the future of the party. What black Americans have shown time and time again is that they are the backbone of the Democratic Party and yet receive none of the investment from it. Right. So the idea is this. Let us stop pretending that white women and white men are going to save us from ourselves. They're not going to. They're always going to vote with their whiteness. That's the reality. Right. That's the reality that we're living in.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Did you catch the inconsistency of D2Cents, at D2Cents, if you want to contact her on Twitter? Young black woman who said, well, we black people, we've been voting all this way with Democrats for a lot of time, and we ain't got nothing for it. But when you guys, when the politicians, when somebody shifts gears and starts pandering to the white middle class or the white Midwesterners in flyover country, and she's mad. You want to know why? Because they get what they want. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Explaining how black folks think. Because she says, white people can't save us. I agree with her on that. Nobody can save you but you. People can help you, but they cannot save you. The only person who can save you is you. And I want to circle back on a point I made in the previous segment, which is how white people vote. I want to note that you will never see politicians going to white churches to pander for the white vote. But you'll see that with blacks. Politicians visit a white church to get what? Think about it. They want the evangelical vote. They visit black churches not to get the evangelical vote, but to turn black people over and rub their bellies and then break all the promises. They don't care about the black evangelicals. They care about blacks. If you divided the blacks into blacks who give a crap about the church and blacks who don't give a crap about the church, the white folks don't care. They're like, we're not going after black evangelicals. We're going after the entire tribe. And they do an amazing job. But go back to what at D2Cents said. We ain't getting nothing for it. Why are they going to go start pandering to these white people, these Midwestern white people? Because Donald Trump pandered to those Midwestern white people because he says, I'm going to give you what the Democrats didn't. What the better question would be, why isn't Donald Trump going to get the black vote? To the degree that she would want. Why isn't he going into a black church and saying, hey, listen, I'm willing to work with you. The closest Trump came to it, and I'm not blaming him, is he says, hey, what do you got to lose? And you know what? Nothing. Because Donald Trump has been a rock star for blacks. But is she saying that? No, she's not. She said white people can't save him. Donald Trump has done more to save black people than Barack Obama could have done in 100 lifetimes. Do you think she believes that Donald Trump has offered any salvation? I'm not saying he's God, but does he have any salvation? And what about you white folks who she's talking about? You can't save them. You can't save her. I thought about it a little bit. And I said, aside from fighting against the tyranny of Britain at the time and forming the very United States of America where she made her comment, what have you white people accomplished for us? I'm just saying. I know it's a stupid question, but I'm going to go ahead and answer it. So for starters, and I'm leaving this for you so you have a little tidbit, little talking points in case you meet up with some black nationalists, but 386,000 white Republican men died to free black people from 284,000 white Democrats who wanted to keep black people as slaves. So when you're defending Donald Trump, the Republican Party, whatever your ideology is, you might use that as a reminder. I would suggest that at D2Cents and other black leftists and otherwise knuckleheads figure out how many degrees of separation they are from white people who saved America. All these black ethnocentric nationalists, explain to me, how many, do you know anybody that was intrinsic to have relatives that help save you, give you the very opportunity that you squander today or don't take advantage of today. You think you know anybody? Both slaves and freed blacks helped white people and others build the greatest country in the world. And when that world came under threat, American white men saved the world. I want to go back to what Don Lemon said before. He says, white men are a threat. They're the biggest threat that he sees. The guy married to a white man, living in a town that's 87% white, not living with the 7.4% blacks in this town, because he wouldn't dare. He sees them so infrequently, he doesn't even remember, he wouldn't even be able to name one of them, but he sees a lot of white folks in this town, but the white men are the biggest threat. These are the very men that saved the world in which he lives in, the world that accepts his homosexuality, that accepts his idiocy as a leftist, that has given him an oyster. The world is his oyster, makes millions of dollars to spew nonsense like what I just said. How many white men died in the various wars to maintain a country that produced the 44th president of the United States, a black man? Sadly produced him, but still, you want to put a feather in your cap. This country overcame slavery and the lack of civil rights for people that had his skin color to make Barack Obama the president of the United States in 2008. And it was on the blood of white men and the backs of white men. How many white men died for a country that produces more black millionaires and multimillionaires per capita than any other country on earth, including all the countries in Africa combined? That's my bet. I don't have that as an example, you know, as a statistical number, but I bet we do. Certainly per capita, I know we do. So while leftists complain of whiteness, they wholly ignore what blackness produces around the world. Oh, Kevin's preaching now. He's preaching. He's about to make some people mad. What, I haven't already? If I haven't already made some leftists mad, I actually feel bad. Because they usually get mad at the truth. What innovations have come from Africa? The motherland. The motherland, Kevin. Do you expect the next breakthrough in modern medicine to come from Africa? Do you expect it to come in semiconductor technology? Is it going to come from anywhere on the continent of Africa? And you go, oh, Kevin, they've got the Noni plant, and they've got all these indigenous plants, and we don't know where the, you know, what the medicinal properties are. Yeah, you expecting an African to go do something about it, or are you expecting the Germans? I would venture to tell you Bayer will be over there doing something if they're not already. But it ain't going to come from somebody with skin that looks like mine. That's sad to say. So don't talk to me about what's going to come from Africa. Let me tell you what Africa produces. It produces atrocities. It produces kidnappings, like the Boko Haram kidnapping of those Christian girls. It produces bombings, murder, mayhem, genocide in more than one country. We're not talking about an isolated region. We're talking about all over the continent. That continent can't even keep its freaking lights on most of the time. In most countries. You're talking to somebody that's been there. So this is not conjecture. Moreover, I doubt that all of the African countries combined have the GDP of Texas. So explain to me what is so great that's coming out of all this blackness that everybody professes. Oh, Kevin, you sound like you're a racist against your own people. I'm not. I'm just being a realist. How about people stop focusing on how bad white people are, and we start trying to empower blacks and give them a reason to go over and support the motherland? Has MSNBC looked at the number of refugees coming from black countries? Seeking asylum in non-black, okay, white countries? Because I've looked at it. How are those blacks voting in their countries? Wait, not at all. And if they do vote, you know what they vote? They vote black. If white people voting with their whiteness is a problem, when are so many blacks fleeing to these? Why are so many blacks coming to these countries that are non-black? Allow me to answer for you afraid to do so. Far too many black countries are fraught with danger. So much so, the very people who call these countries home are forced to flee. These people want to live in civilized areas of the world. So they come to these so-called white countries. They come to countries with laws, countries that respect life and human rights. So-called white countries embrace blacks from all African countries, as well as people from the Middle East, Central America, South America, Asia, Europe, etc. And MSNBC allows racists to make these claims. How pathetic.
This This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.